Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and God bless you. This is Elder Kendall, and it's Let's Talk About It. Amen. We're going to talk about abuse tonight. That is the topic of our subject. Won't you share this with someone and let them know that we are on the air? We're going to give a few moments for people to join us. God bless you, Apostle Kaiser. Our topic tonight is abuse. God bless you, my sister Desiree Thomas. My sister Demelva Thomas, God bless you. All those Thomases are on the line. Our topic tonight is abuse, and as you know, Let's Talk About It is an interactive program. And so we are asking that you would write down the things that, or share with us the things that mean abuse to you. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to ask you guys to chime in. I'm going to ask for examples, and we're going to take them apart and give the solution. Amen. That's the anointing that God's given us. If you can state the problem, He'll give it to us and break it apart and tell us what we need to do. Awesome. My cousin is on the line, T. Carter. God bless you. Tonight is abuse. And we're going to be starting in just a few moments. I'm going to wait and let a couple of more people get online. You all, I am so, so very excited about what God is doing in our life and in the life of the ministry of God Still Heals. It's good stuff. You all, my cousin T. Carter is on the line, and I want you all to know that she is a beautiful individual both inside and out. I appreciate her support and her prayer. Awesome woman of God. Diego, God bless you. Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to kick it off with prayer. Father, we thank you and we magnify you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for your word that you're going to give us on tonight for your people, that your word, God, sets us free. God, that your word renews our minds. That in your word, Father, we find our promise of health, of wholeness, of wealth in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you sit high and you look low, that you're concerned about everything about us, that you number the hairs on our heads, that your thoughts toward us are good and not evil for an expected end and a good success. And I'm so excited about it. Father, thank you for those that are listening now and those that will listen in the replay. I ask for thine anointing, thy yoke-destroying, burden-lifting anointing, that my sisters and my brothers on tonight that hear this message, Father, that healing would take place, that deliverance in the name of Jesus, that not only would we not allow abuse in our lives anymore, Father, but neither would we be abusers. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Okay, guys. This is what God gave me at the end of our broadcast about fear last week. He said, tell my people that they have an appetite and a tolerance for abuse. Abuse can be verbal, it can be mental, it can be emotional, and definitely we know about physical abuse. Amen? We normally don't miss the physical abuse because it's a black eye, broken leg, somebody fell down the steps, and every time you see them, something else has happened, right? And you're like, you know, you fall down a lot of stairs. You hit your head on a lot of doors. You know, is it a problem? Do you want to talk about it? Most of the time, the victim in the abuse feels ashamed. They feel like it's their fault, like it's something that they could do in order to make this stop happening. And it is. They can leave. But how many know that even if you leave physically, that the emotional bond, the emotional tie, people, abusers have died and people have still not been delivered from the emotional and verbal abuse that was done to them. But we serve a God that will not leave us in a place of a victim. We serve a God that says, I can renew your mind. If you would get in my word, I'll renew your mind until you don't have a tolerance for anyone to mistreat you. You won't have a tolerance to mistreat anyone else. You won't have a tolerance for abuse, and neither will you be an abuser. How many times do you see the mother that was abused, then she turns around and she abuses her children? Why? Because it's a learned pattern. It's a learned pattern behavior. You yell, you're yelled at and screamed at and dictated to, and then you begin to do that to someone that's under you, and that's normally a child, right? Okay, let's take a look at it. What I'm going to ask you guys is that tell me something that you deem as abuse, whether it's an action, a word, a circumstance that took place, and we're going to take it apart and look at what can we do differently. Whether you see it in yourself or someone else. Amen. Sister Carter said, hurting people hurt people. That's true. But am I obligated to stay with a person because they're hurt? Do I justify you hurting me because you're hurt? How many know that it's not our job to fix people? It's not our job in a marriage. It's not our job in a friendship. It's not our job in a work relationship. It's not our job in a church to fix people. The change agent is Jesus Christ, and the tools that he gave is prayer and his word. Amen. We have to remember that if you hurt me, you're going to do it again. I've never met someone that stayed and only had one black eye. I don't know anyone that stayed and was not continually called out of their name anyway. God bless you, Minister L. Minister L, our subject tonight is abuse. We're talking about examples of what happened. How do people stay? Why do they stay? How do they get out? You have to begin at this place. I'm not going to take it anymore. You can start right there. See, we have to look at sometimes we're getting benefits from that abuser. Maybe the abuser pays the rent. Maybe the abuser keeps food on the table. Maybe the abuser, after he's abused you, the gift that he gives you, even when it's a flip, and the abuser is a woman, the gift that she gives you are more beneficial to you than the pain. In the world, we call that a pimp and a whore. Excuse me. Why would I use that terminology? Because, believe it or not, that whore is getting something out of that relationship. She's being abused, she's being taken advantage of, but she's getting something out of that relationship. Whether it's protection, whether it's security, whether she has deemed that that is what love is, because we can have some messed up definitions of love. Amen. God told me something, and it bothered me when he told me. He said, Kathy, there are people that have suffered abuse at a level 10. So then when they meet someone that's abusing them at a 5, they think that's love. Do you hear what I'm saying? They think because the boyfriend before or the husband before would put them in ICU, would beat them until they were black and blue. Now this husband only calls them out of their name. This husband only withholds things that a husband should do from them. And they don't think that's abuse. They had it at a 10, and now it's at a 5. And they'll say things to you like, they don't hit me. Baby, he just called you every animal in the book. My girlfriend used to say to me, she said, Kathy, I don't eat dog food. I don't care what you serve it on. What does that mean? I don't care how you dress it up. I don't care how many roses you buy. I don't care what car you give me the keys to. I don't care how you change my address. It does not excuse your mistreatment of me. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Sister Pamela, thank you for joining us. We're talking about abuse. You all, I need you to share something with me. We just talked about hurting people, hurt people. Amen. We want to talk about now, how do we get out? The word of God. God bless you, Brother Thomas. How do we get out? How do you change your mind and say, I'm not going to settle for being called out of my name? I'm not going to settle for being hit. I'm not going to settle for being manipulated. I'm not going to settle for being used. You have to begin to love yourself. I'm not talking about your hair, your nails, your clothes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that you begin to see the value in who you are. You begin to understand that God gave his son for you. That the price, the value in you is so great that it does not matter if no one else can recognize it. You have to know it. You have to walk with your head held up high. God bless you, Evangelist Macon. Fina, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Sister Mel says, I never was that chick, but I saw it. I have my glasses on to be able to see that writing. I saw a lot of kids done wrong. That's true. Children oftentimes are the ones that suffer the most because we are training them how to be treated. If a girl sees her mother knocked around, she's going to think that's okay. And then when you have older children and they say, okay, I'm definitely not going to do that, then normally those children become abusers. Do you hear me? Sister Carter says, seek God for what you need to do. That's true. God will give us, he said in his word that he is the way, that he will give us a way of escape, that he will cause our enemy to flee seven ways away from us. That's the word. He promises us that. But I wish I could tell you that I never got a phone call from a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled woman that was being beat by the deacon of the church. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because your position in the body of Christ does not exempt you from what you have an appetite and a tolerance for. If you don't get in this word and let God renew your mind and change your thinking about you, you're going to continue to practice bad choices. You're going to continue to feel like you're defeated and you can't get up. And we quote the scriptures and we say that he's our battle axe. We say that he's the lily in the valley. We say that he's our protection. He's our provider and our provision. But what happens when it comes time to apply? What happens when I've got to decide I would rather be in a shelter sleeping on a cart? Do you hear me? Than to allow you to hit me one more time. When you're not getting hit, that's an easy thing to declare. When you don't have to take four babies to the shelter, that's an easy thing to declare. But how do we encourage the sisters and brothers that are in those relationships to come out? The love of God. The love of God that I won't get tired of telling you God's got something better. My testimony is I was working at a telecommunications company. I wasn't thinking about being saved. I was just fine the way I was. And an older woman used to come to me every day, you all, for over a year. Excuse me. She said, Kathy, God's got something better for you. Kathy, God's got a plan for you. And she didn't hold a long conversation. I was glad she wasn't holding a long conversation. But she continued to share that. Sister Carla said, faith without works is dead. You have to apply your faith. You have to apply your faith to believe the word of God about you. I don't know how I would make it without him. I don't know how I would make it without her. So then what you're telling me is that they're your supplier and not God. What you're telling me is that you don't trust him. You don't trust him that there's someone out there that will really love you. You don't trust him that he will take care of you. You don't trust that. So then you would stay with what you know is going to eventually kill you. And I'm not necessarily talking about a physical death. It kills your hope. My God in heaven. Have you ever seen someone that didn't have hope? Have you ever met someone that was so cynical and so negative, that was so bitter, that they refused to enjoy life? They refused to love themselves. God bless you, Sister Tricia. They refused. You all, let me tell you something that I really want you to share with people that you see that are locked up in abuse. It's not going to get better until you make a change. I think the worst thing we can do is pat somebody on the back and tell them, well, baby, it's going to get better. Not without a change. Not without a standard. Not without a not another time. You all, abuse sets a pattern. It's not anything new. It creates a fear and a dependency. Well, that person believes that they are nothing because they've been told day after day, year after year, that you're nothing. You can't do anything right. You know what's amazing to me? Abuse will call you dumb and stupid and then tell you to do something for them. Surely you don't want a dumb, stupid person doing nothing for you, right? Absolutely amazing to me. But it does. Abuse will take your hope and your ability to dream and crush it. I say it's always going to be like this. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't make a change, you're right. You're going to fulfill that prophecy yourself. It is necessary that you make a change. Whether you walk away, whether you run away, you've got to decide, I'm not going to take this anymore. I deserve better. A young lady told me once, she said, Kathy, I decided when I was in the relationship that things had to change. She said, and I began to set up different boundaries. And I began to tell him that I wasn't going to take this and I wasn't going to take that. You know how we go off to a conference and we come back and we're full of what God has given us, right? So she made a lot of declarations. She said it was the worst beating that he ever gave her. Because we cannot control what grown people do. Sister Carla, you're absolutely right. The devil is a lie. You all, we cannot control adults. But we can control ourselves. I can't control what you say to me, but I can control if I hear it again. I heard the man of God ministering a sermon on goodbye. I had never heard anything like it before. And he said, I have the anointing of goodbye. He said, I can walk away the day we met. And I thought, wow, that is really harsh. I wouldn't exactly call that anointing, right? But I then began to understand as he continued in his testimony that I'm not going to hold on to something that is hurting me. I'm not going to hold on to something that doesn't want me. I'm not going to hold on to something that does not value me. Absolutely not. I can use the example of if we had a chocolate cake and I told you, Sister Carter, I only put a teaspoon of arsenic in it. Would you still want a piece of cake? Now, this is your favorite cake, and I only put a teaspoon of arsenic in it. Would you still eat it? And that's what we do in our lives. Eating the arsenic because it's wrapped up in something else. We're taking the poison of abuse because it's wrapped up in a pair of shoes, wrapped up in a coat or a car, in a house or prestige, wrapped up in a title, wrapped up in the insecurity of I don't know what people will say, abuse. And the bad thing is, other people who have been abused and got out, they're very far removed because they understand that until you decide that you want to leave, if you decide that it has to stop, it's going to continue. Sister Cotton said you can control your response. You're absolutely right. And my response to foolishness is I don't have that kind of time. People of God, our God is a healer. He is a restorer. He is a strong deliverer. We do not have to settle for abuse. God will deliver our minds, our hearts. He will fill the void. Will you open your heart? Will you open your heart today? Will you open your heart today and let God heal you? But are real. They are. They did do you wrong. They did mistreat you. You were abused. But now you are abusing others. Now you are taking advantage of others because you didn't get healed. You haven't embraced that wholeness. God bless you, Sister Gibson. You all, that's my auntie that just joined us. It is amazing to me that we will not allow ourselves the same grace that we have for others. People of God, I encourage you to open your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Because the healer is here. Open your heart tonight because the restorer is here. Hallelujah. That we don't tell God about. That we keep closed off. Other people can't see it. And although we won't say anything to him about it, he's very well aware that you won't let me in that place. You won't let me in the place where your children hurt you. You just smooth it over and you keep on moving because that's what strong women do. You won't let me in that place where your mother mistreated you. Because we've got to keep her on a pedestal where she was perfect. It's important that we understand. Oh, my God. Sister Christine, I want you to know that God has a blessing for you. He said, the pure in heart shall see him. You all, we can have good intentions and put ourselves in places where we are taken advantage of and abused with good intentions. I'm trying to get us to the place where we understand our value. I don't have to beg you to come and be a part of what's going on because I understand my value. We don't have to put ourselves in a place of compromise because we understand our value. God bless you, Minister Shazer. It is impeccable. Your value is perfect because you didn't place the value on ourselves. We didn't do that ourselves. Christ did that. A songwriter wrote a song and said, you thought that I was to die for. But do you understand that that's loving yourself first? Do you understand that loving yourself first, that if you don't love yourself, that you it's impossible for you to love anyone else? I'm serious, you all. If we don't love ourselves, it's impossible for us to love ourselves. You all, give me another example of abuse that you'd like to talk about tonight. Let's talk about it as interactive, and I'm asking for you all to give me examples of what abuse is, and we're going to take them apart and get the solution. Amen. Apostle Kaiser said, those that are strong, please be there for the weak, the mentally ill or disabled that are being abused, and we see or know about it in Jesus' name. That's true. That's true. So many times we volunteer in senior citizen homes, and we go in and, you know, have you ever been into a senior citizen facility and when you walk through the door, you kind of have to hold yourself because of the scent, because of the smell? And then we don't ever go and tell the people that are over that establishment, I'm sure there's something that can be done about this. God bless you, Sister Angela King. We're talking about abuse tonight. It's important that we understand for real that you're valuable, that we don't just quote scripture, but that we understand that truly you are worth being treated correctly, that you should not be hit. You shouldn't be called out of your name. You should not be emotionally manipulated. I'm serious. There is no benefit that is greater than your freedom. There's no benefit that's greater than your wholeness. One of my favorite cars is the Rose Wars Phantom. But you can't give me that and then slap me in my mouth. It's not worth it. It's not. The benefit that you're reaping from the abuse and then decide I'm worth more than that. I'm worth you taking the time to treat me correctly. And if you don't think so, then I can create some space between you and I. Honestly. And I'm not afraid of it because you're not my supplier. You're not my provider. Ah, Sister Cotton said priceless. That is exactly right. Priceless. You can't put a dollar sign on it. You can't. And sometimes if we look at it from the reverse, what would you not give to have a loved one back? Someone that has passed. What would you not give to have them back? How I want you to feel about you. That's what I want you to know about you. The God is saying from Genesis to Revelation, the creator of the universe, said, my thoughts towards you are good and not evil, for an expected end and a good success for a future. And he knows everything about us. He knows everything you desire. He knows every secret we have. He knows everything about us. And yet he, you are good and not evil. So then when we run into someone whose thoughts about us are always evil, You don't never have nothing good to say about me. We need some space. Why are you around me then? Why are you here? Yes, and yet he still loves us. You all, I encourage you on tonight to begin to tell yourself, I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than you calling me only when you need something. I'm going to teach you better. I'm worth more than you calling me out of my name. I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than you thinking that you can mistreat me and then buy me something. I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than you losing your temper. I'm more than that. Hallelujah. Sister Carter said, get the I am factor. Absolutely. And to mean it, you all. And to mean it. Because I hear women say it. I see them, you all. I see them. And then my phone rings. Do you hear me? God bless you, Minister Mac. It's imperative that we understand our value. That you, as a woman of God, said priceless. Not a price tag that I could place on. And it's okay to put some space between you and people that don't appreciate you. It is. It's okay to walk away and say, you know what? You're not ready for this. Because I'm not going to be mistreated. I'm going to be honored. We're talking about abuse and we're talking about how priceless we are and how We're not going to compromise or settle for anything less. And how we're going to look in the mirror at ourselves. Amen. When we see, he said the dirty glass syndrome. You're absolutely right, man of God. We're going to look in the mirror and we're going to self-examine ourselves. And we're not going to miss if there's an abuser in us. If we lose our patience. If we're calling people out of their name. Telling people only the negative about them. Our behavior speaks volumes. Because whatever you allow, my God. You're absolutely right, Sister Carter. We teach people how to treat us by what we allow. My brother told me one day, he said, he's older than me, and he said, don't let a guy come into your house at 9 o'clock. Don't let a guy call you at 9 o'clock. You are always young. I said, what? He said, what have you been doing all day? And he didn't think about calling you until 9 o'clock. I was like, Well, of course, as I got older, I understood. It became very, very clear to me. Oh, not the 9 o'clock call is a booty call. Okay, got you. Not here. Not happening. Why? Because we teach people how to treat us. If you didn't think about me till 9 p.m., try again at 9 a.m. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. You rude. You sadiddy. You think you all of that. No. Don't get it twisted. I don't think it. I know it. Why? Sister Mel, Sister Demelva Thomas, when I realized, oh, so you can remember this number when you need some. Okay. But you can't remember it before? We're gonna get some space. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. I have some goddaughters that each one of them had a turn as they were growing up where God was just but no matter what they asked me, the answer was no. Because we can raise up a monster and then we don't want to deal with it. Because there's a difference between knowing your self-worth and thinking that you're entitled to something. Minister Max said, what we allow is what we ask for. See what I'm saying? We make it okay. We give a signature card for it. The Kaiser said, I am who and what God said I am, God's handiwork, beautifully and wonderfully made his heir. Yes. God says wonderful things about us in his word. And if we rehearse that word, if we study it, if we eat it, it becomes a part of us. And it becomes larger and greater than any place that we've been broken or bruised. Honestly, it does. And you know what I found out, God? I realized my value. I didn't have anything to prove. It took a dagger to pry. Do you hear me? I didn't have anything to prove. When God delivered me from abuse, I didn't have a need for an idol. Neither did I have the need to be an idol. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I didn't have anything to prove. Because now I was walking in what I know. not what somebody else said, not what somebody else thought. When we get the know of who we are, we're going to distribute the word N-O a lot more frequently. Because if I'm doing what God told me to do, my plate is full. It is. He told me to pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. It's imperative that we love one another, but we have to do it with ourselves. You all, I want to thank you so much for listening on tonight. We do have a booklet for you on abuse. If you would inbox me on Messenger, or you can email me at kathyannkendall@gmail.com. That's KathyAnnKendall. It's my name, @gmail.com. Amen, that I can send that booklet to you. I appreciate you all listening on tonight. If you would, I just want you to hold on one moment for me. We're going to pray. Father, we want to thank you and magnify you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that hearts and minds are open. I thank you that the word is winning to good ground and that it's going to produce a harvest. I thank you. God, I thank you and I magnify you that change has taken place. I thank you, God, that we go to the mirror and we won't walk away forgetting what we've seen. God, we refuse to be abused and we refuse to be abusers. Father, we love ourselves first. Hallelujah. We know the value that we have because you gave us that value. Glory to your name. God, we thank you that our minds are being renewed because we have a new love, a new thirst, a new hunger for your word. Hallelujah. And we'll read it, Father, and study it. We'll eat it. It'll become a part of us. Hallelujah. And when we're full of your word, we won't have room for anything. In your precious son Jesus' name, I come against every bad seed that was planted. I come against every word, every negative word that's spoken over the people of God's lives. I uproot it now in the name of Jesus. I loose the anointing to destroy the yoke. There's no need to please man. Yeah, God said, but you can please me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Enoch pleased him so that he didn't see death. Hallelujah, glory to your name. People of God, this is your season. This is your time right now for change. All you have to do is make the decision that it's not going to be anymore. I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to accept. And if I see you settling, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. If I see you accepting, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. Why? Because I happen to believe that you want everything that God has for you. Hallelujah. I do it in love and I do it in kindness. But I'm going to tap you on the shoulder and ask you, do you know you're settling? Do you know that you're taking the benefit of abuse over the promise of God? Hallelujah. Do you know that you're taking the benefit of abuse over the promise of God? I thank God and I magnify him for your freedom on today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.